Blog Talk Radio.
We need a ref, okay. But baby, I am a champion. Uh-huh. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a break. This nigga acting crazy. Bedroom like a boxing ring. Got each other's necks all day. Smoking all this
shit.
Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. I'm heated, I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like, we up in here like. Roses, I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like, we up in here like.
I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. Huh, I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she gon' leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby. I just wanna play with it.
Bring it.
Let
it
me
back.
Play
bring
with it.
It. Bring
let
it.
Me.
Bring
we
it
up
back.
In here like. We up in here like.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
everybody. You are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dalhouse Radio. I'm your girl, Royalty. Thank you so much for calling into the show. I've got my other hot co-host on the line with me, celebrity talent manager and brand ambassador, Jahaira. Hey, Jahaira.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. So we're still waiting on Sir Charles to get in here, but he should be in shortly with us. I hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. I am.
It's just getting started. It's been a crazy week.
I know.
Again.
That's how my week's been as well, but I am so super excited that it's a long weekend, and it's been great. I had a family reunion yesterday, so that was so much fun. I'm just looking forward to doing some more celebrating. Yeah, I love family reunions. That's one of the best parts of the summer, right? Everybody has the family reunions and the cookouts, or you just show up at somebody's family reunion. Don't even have to really be your family. Just show up and be like, hey, cousin, you know, and just have fun.
So. You ain't seen you forever. Don't even know the person.
Right. You know, I'm, three generations on the other side. So.
Mm-hmm. And I heard through, you know, auntie cousin. So
right.
Here I am. That's funny.
So serious, because I definitely know people that do that, so.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny. One of my friends is having a gathering, and then I get a call about why didn't they get an invitation. And I'm like, well, I was invited myself, but there was, like, the person that texted me was like, they're going to crash the party anyway. I'm like, okay, well, cool.
Oh, gosh. Right.
Come on, too.
Okay.
Not my thing, but come on.
Oh, my goodness. Right. So, you guys, it looks like our other co-host is on the line as well. This is pro makeup artist and beauty ambassador for the legendary Chanel brand, Sir Charles. Hey, Sir Charles, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, boo? How you doing, Jahaira?
What up, Sir Charles? Good, good.
Yay! We were just talking about the
like?
Memorial Day weekend. Huh?
I said, what it be like?
It'd be a great weekend. We was just talking about how everybody's celebrating the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and I was telling Jahaira that we had a family reunion yesterday. So how are you celebrating the Memorial Day weekend?
I've just been chilling, relaxing, you know, just trying to lay low and, I didn't really have too much going on. That's about it.
Right. So it was a beautiful day today, except we are under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. So you guys, just in case I have to stop, drop, roll down in the basement, get into a closet or something, I just wanted to warn you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
This stuff is serious, too. See what they're playing. Dude, we're
going
to be finding her under a tree or
a
rock or something.
Right, stop. Wait, did I say? I said stop, drop, and roll. That's for a fire, right?
Oh, girl.
Yeah, that is fire.
You know what?
You're going to be clicking your little ruby red heels like Dorothy.
Right.
How about this? That place like home.
No place like home.
Oh, my goodness.
She's going to be on the phone with the Horizon crew behind us. Are y'all behind her, like, are y'all still with me?
Right.
That's my
right, right.
You still with? I'm still with y'all. Don't let me go.
Right. It's a little windy, but I'm good. No.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Crazy, though. So I guess it's that time of year for you guys.
It is. Actually, where I'm at, we typically, in my little area, we don't actually get
the tornado. I don't know if it's just because it's not enough open space, you know, because I know in other areas of Missouri, because there's open land and they really get hit pretty hard with the tornadoes. And we have had some touchdown, like in the metropolitan, you know, downtown area, but typically we don't really get them out where I'm at, but we get like the bad storm, like everything else that comes with it. And it hails really bad out here when it storms bad, so.
Wow. Well, hopefully it won't be as crazy as that today or tomorrow or anytime soon.
Right. So enough of that, you guys. We're not going to talk about bad weather and, you know, tornadoes and stuff. So, if for all of our listeners out there, if this is your first time tuning in to Beauty and Beats, we do air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, that's 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend to make sure that they're tuning in every Sunday evening. And also, continue to tune in yourselves. You can also check us out on Twitter at Beauty and Beats DHR. That's Beauty and the letter N, B-D-H-R. And also, make sure you visit the Dollhouse Radio website at www.dollhouseradio.com. So are you guys ready to get into the show here today?
Yes. Missed you guys. It's been a week.
I know. It seems like it's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
So for tonight's show, we've got a pretty hot little show planned. We do plan on talking about the red carpet from last week's 2015 Billboard Music Awards. I called it the Red Carpet Review Beauty and Beat Style. So we'll be talking about that this week. Yay! We've also got some goodies and what's new in beauty for you. I got the goods on some pretty cool deals and specials. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so of course people have all kinds of sales and things going on, so I'm going to share a little bit of that with you guys. And I have a little bit of beauty news and interesting stories to share as well, so we'll talk about that. We've got indie music and a whole lot more, so you guys, let's get ready to get into the show. We're going to go ahead and just do really quickly a quick music break. When we come back, we'll get into what's new in beauty for you, and we will get this show popping. So I'm going to go ahead and start us off with a little bit of Lauren Cameron. She is an indie artist, and I actually came across Miss Lauren Cameron on YouTube. And so she's actually been on one of the other Dollhouse Radio shows, but she's young and she's super talented. So this is her song, So High, you guys. Lauren Cameron with So High.
That fills your lungs, it's like a drug that gets you so high. It's what I feel when I'm with you. You're the air that I breathe, my heart flows to the sky. At times I daydream about us kissing and hugging, all the loving that gives me chills down my spine. And when I lay with you, I'm restless cause I can't wait to wake next to you. Oh, up in your arms, I feel safe. You're my great escape. All my fears disappear. I'm glad that you were here. Yes, I needed you here. And what did Keisha say? She said it wouldn't last. This feeling's temporary. Real soon will be your past. Tonight the doubt is heavy. The haters come steady. All up in our business. but they wasn't ready. You're the Mary to my Jane, going through my brain. With you I feel sane. Come again. This feeling's indescribable, chemistry's undeniable, got me feeling reliable. The seed of love is viable. Holding hands, walking down the street, kissing each other's cheeks. We ain't fought in weeks. Shit, is this too good to be true? Well, if it is, we can float together to the very end. But until then,
you guys, that was feel good music. That was Lauren Cameron with So High. And if you guys are just tuning in to Beauty and Beats, you're tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to comment or if you have any questions, make sure you give us a call at 646-595-4038. What did you guys think about that song, So High?
I liked it. She kind of has a little Jasmine Sullivan kind of style on her voice. But it's cute. I really like that one. That's really nice.
Yeah, I like that too. I think she's pretty cool. She's super down to earth, and, you know, she plays the guitar. And you guys should check her out on YouTube, and you can also check her out on Twitter at Lauren C. Music. She has some really good material. So, yeah, definitely check her out. Jahira, are you still with us, love? Did we lose Jahira?
Didn't realize that my phone was on mute still. I pressed the button, but it apparently didn't press. So, yeah, no, I was saying I liked her. I thought she was pretty smooth. I was agreeing.
I was like, where's Jahira? Where's she at?
No, I'm still here and with everybody.
So really quickly, you guys, in case you guys don't know what you should know, because we've been like promoting on it as well, Jahira's client, Darren, let me get the name right because I'm always messing stuff up. I'm going to let Jahira say Henson. Is it Henson? Look, I can just tell you what he looked like, you guys. Beautiful, beautiful specimen. I have not gone to see it. I'm actually going to go see it tomorrow, and I was supposed to see it yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to get to the movie.
It's all good. We're getting great feedback.
But I'm going.
My
awesome,
client
awesome.
Is actor, choreographer, author. I'm about to say autobiographer. Author Darren Henson, former actor in he was in Stomp the Yard. He started out at as Lem in Soul Food TV series that was on Showtime, and so he's featured in a film now that came out Friday, May 22nd, this past Friday, and basically it's all over AMC theaters. It's called Chocolate City, featuring him, Vivica Fox, Tyson Beckford, Genuine's in it, Michael J. White, Richard's last name, don't kill me on it, but it's just a host of people. Carmen Electra, I don't know if I said this last week, but she's actually a DJ on the in the movie, and it's playing in most cities like New York, Minneapolis, Memphis, Los Angeles, Long Beach, Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, and Atlanta, my city where I currently reside. And so, you know, definitely go check it out. It's in all AMC theaters. If it's not in a city near you or in a theater near you, you can check it out on demand. So you don't have to go too far, gather all your girlfriends. Some men may love it too, but not for nothing, though. But it's and you'll see from the reviews, people are already talking about it. It's more than just what you guys think. It's not really all about a stripper or a few strippers. It's a story behind this. So it's definitely worthwhile. Definitely go check it out. And that's my plug for the day.
Awesome. Yes, indeed.
And
well,
if you
I was just going to
Darren, I have to say that if you guys want to book Darren, bring him to your city, your hometown, get him to host an event, you can holler at me. And you can go to my Twitter at I am Jahaira. That's IAMJAHAIRA. And you'll find me either way on Beauty and Beat Twitter account. So we'll get them out there for you. We need to get them out. Let's go. But I'm excited. The movie's been getting a lot of great reviews all over. They did like a whole bunch of press last week in New York. So not sure if you heard anything up there, sir. Sir Charles.
No, actually, I haven't. They had a premiere.
I want to say it was Thursday night. They had a premiere. Vivica was up there. Everybody was up there. It was cool.
Wow. Yeah, I got to check it out myself.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's more than meets the eye. I mean, of course, you know, for the marketing purposes, they're gonna give you that sexy chocolatey and all the dance moves and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get you. But the story behind it is definitely, it serves a purpose. So check it out. Chocolate City, y'all.
Go check it out. And I was going to say, if any of you have checked it out and you want to call in and let us know what you thought about it, then definitely hit us up at 646-595-4038. I saw like a video out, like, is all over Facebook. Like, all the ladies were like, oh, my God, I love this movie. Ooh, the sexiness is real. And I was like, okay, girls, yes.
Getting a lot of great reviews about it, even from magazines and stuff. So it's dope. He's out in Alaska right now. He was out there hosting and promoting the movie. So he'll be back in the Alaska state, right? So he'll be back here. In the regular land. We're working, man. Keeping it busy.
Awesome, awesome. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and get into a little bit of what's new in beauty for you. We always got some goodies here. So I sent you guys the video of this promo vid for Diddy's new fragrance, 3AM. And actually, like a couple weeks back on the show, I announced that he was actually going to be launching this new fragrance called 3AM. So the video, the promo video for this, actually, did you guys get to view it?
I just saw it, and I was like, wow.
Right. So I'm curious, though, what did you guys think about that? Because I was looking. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh. I was like, wait, is that really Cassie? Okay, we just bearing it all and showing it all and getting busy and all kinds of stuff in this little promo video. He was really trying to sell 3 a.m. So...
I don't know what to say about it. I'm going to let Sir Charles go first.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, well, like you said, 3 a.m. is that's his theory on what he thinks it's about. I mean, I think it is a bit much for TV, but, you know, he's an entertainer and all that. I didn't mind it, you know, the girls he had and that. I thought it was hot. I did.
I thought it was definitely sexy.
I thought it was hot, yes. I just thought, like you said, as far as a little too... Like, I honestly don't get what
too vulgar
has to do with the perfume. Or the fragrance, I should say. I don't know what it has to do with that. It was like they were fighting or they were happy. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's, I mean, could it be that the fragrance turned them on so they got into it? And then, I don't know. Like, I don't get what the...
That's a good point. I was thinking, like, okay, is this what people do at 3 a.m.? Is that, you know, I'm not sure. And then the whole, I don't know. At 3 a.m., I mean, do you just want rough sex? I don't know what it was supposed to be. But 3 a.m., you're like, baby, it's 3 a.m. now. Let's, you know, turn into somebody else. I don't know. So.
And then Cassie, she just seems... I mean, I don't even know how old she is now. She just seems like so much younger than him. It's like so weird to see. But even though, you know, we all know they're together. And
right.
It's okay. Like they've been in a relationship for years. But she just looks so young. And he looks like he's, you know, aging. So,
he is aging. Cool, right.
Yes, well,
I guess. Yeah, he is. Like, he must be holding it down, though, I guess. I'm guessing.
Yeah, he sure is.
Well, according to USmagazine.com, the video was so explicit that they did ban it from network television. So I'm thinking about, you know, agreeing with you guys said about it being a little too racy for TV. I'm thinking, like, when he put this together, like, where did he think they were going to play this promo video? Just, like, on the internet? Because HBO, I don't know. But regular TV, like, I'm not exactly sure what he was thinking about that.
At a fragrance release party, I'm like, okay, because that's a bit much.
Right. That is. But I mean,
now, I
guess.
I've been overseas. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I've never been overseas, and I hear that overseas, you know, that type of commercial or, you know, they're open to things like that more than they are over here in the States. So I don't know if
right.
his aim was more Europe, because if that's what it was, he, I guess, probably got it.
Possible. That is very, very interesting. All righty. Well, all I can say is if you guys have not seen the promo video, I am going to post it out on Twitter for you guys. And, I mean, I guess if this fragrance makes you do what all they were doing in that video, I suggest you go out and buy it right now. So.
Yeah.
Go pick you up some 3 a.m. So.
Some people don't even need it.
That's true.
Right.
That is so true.
That would be like extra. It's like giving me my spinach.
Right. All right, you guys. So I've got some extra, some beauty deals going on as well this week. I wanted to let all the listeners know about, because, of course, as I said, it is Memorial Day weekend, and if you're interested in purchasing any makeup products this week or whatever, I'm going to tell you right now, MAC is offering free second-day shipping all weekend long. So if you guys don't know about it, then now you know. So definitely make sure you go on and shop at MAC Cosmetics.com. Free second-day shipping all weekend long. And you can't beat that because you know you're going to pay an arm and a leg for MAC products. So get the free shipping.
Right.
Also,
get it
now. Get it now. They're also, I don't know if you guys have ever tried Michael Todd's organic skincare line. So I have used it before. But Michael Todd Organic Skincare Line is having a Memorial Day sale as well. You guys can get 30% off your purchase using the code MDAY30. So MDAY30 is the promo code. Get 30% off of your skincare purchases, and you can check that out at MichaelToddOrganics.com. And, of course, Lastly, you definitely want to check out if you are someone who's into good quality products at a low price. You definitely want to check out BH Cosmetics. They do have really good products, and you know, if you don't want to spend the high-end money on some of these major brands, then check them out. They have a BOGO sale going on right now. It does end at midnight tonight, so go on there and get your stuff. Buy one, get one free. Make sure you head over to bhcosmetics.com and check that out. And then, are there any special deals going on for Chanel, Sir Charles, or any great summer Memorial Day weekend?
No, just our summer collection, and then we have like a new collection with our polish and a couple new glosses and bronzers, limited edition. Sorry. So that's really the only thing that's out. We won't have another launch until August, which will be our fall collection. So that's about it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So do you guys like take advantage of like the holiday shopping weekends or things like that? You know, they always have a Memorial Day sale. You always have
no.
You don't?
I personally
really?
Don't. No, because I shop all the time. Like, I do online shopping. I like thrift state sales and department stores. I go all over. I just get my stuff all over. I love deals. I love nice things, but I love deals too.
So. I do too, and I am definitely an online shopaholic. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have to get up and get out and get it,
yes.
Like, if I don't need it right there, I can just order it, yes.
I love it. You know, I'm like a kid with Christmas or their birthday, like, just going to my mailbox and like, oh, which package is this? You know, it's just that adrenaline rush you get. I'm like, oh, what am I getting today?
All right, yes. That is awesome.
What about you, Jahaira? Are you shopping much this weekend, boo? Or are you just kind of taking it easy with your clients and stuff?
I'm taking it easy. Right now, everything, the way that everything's been going, like, honestly, I just want to keep that ball rolling. You know how it is. You're on that high.
So you're
like, let's keep it going for as long as we can.
All right, which high? Because there's several highs, baby, so break it down for us.
Uh-oh. Well, no, it's everything that's going on. Just
are we on cloud 420?
What's your face? I know, I've kind of been quiet this time, right?
Oh, yeah. No. It's cool. We got to, you know, we switch it up, mix it up, you know. But, yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling myself. You know, it's Memorial Day. Shout out to the vets, you know, the people that serve.
Yeah. They've
done an awesome job, you know. I know I couldn't do it, so, nah. But shout out to the people that have definitely fought for us.
Awesome,
yes,
awesome.
Exactly. I did want to say that definitely, because all of the military out there, much love and respect to everyone out there, because they went through it, they're going through it, or they're going to go through it. So blessings and love always. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So I wanted to bring something up to one last thing in our What's New in Beauty for You section. Now, I came across this article that I thought was, like, pretty interesting. You know, it's about some of the crazy things that celebrities do when it comes to beauty and, you know, beautifying their body. And so this is a trend that is rising in the United States, and it is being offered in spas and holistic health centers from Southern California to New York, and it is a process that is supposed to heal a variety of issues. And this is specifically for women. This is called vaginal steaming. Has anyone ever heard of that?
No.
She's like, no.
It's called what?
It is called vaginal steaming.
Oh, you know what? I have heard of it. I have, actually. It is something that's going around that every woman is starting to do. Uh-huh, I have.
Yeah, and it's
I actually know women that have done it. But I'm gonna
really?
Explain it first. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have never done it before, you guys, but I thought it was interesting that other people were doing it, and it's supposed to be like a detox for the vaginal area, and it is supposed to heal like any imbalances down there, and it also is supposed to help with other issues like irregular cycles and vaginal cysts, infertility, bladder infections, and any other things that can go wrong in that area. I am not exactly sure the complete process of how it actually works, but I do know that it's supposed to help with blood circulation and provide oxygenation and relax the pelvic floor muscles, and which could be beneficial for women, especially if you have issues in that area, especially with muscle issues, and there's a host of other things that can go wrong. So I think that is interesting. I didn't get to get into detail as to exactly how they do this process, but it was the first time I had heard of it, and I thought that that was pretty interesting.
So
I'm like,
about
oh,
it through an, sorry. You heard about it through an article?
Right, it was an article.
Okay. So basically, I'm not going to go into full details, but I know that you're seated on top of, it's almost like a stool. And you are covered, like your body is covered. You're I don't know if you have a shirt on or not, but you're covered, and it's just steamed. And that's basically all that it is. And you sit there, I think, for like 25 minutes or 30 minutes, something like that. And then you get up, and my friend said she just felt refreshed. Brand new, because it does cleanse you. It detoxes you. It's supposed to be the bomb. But I haven't
the
tried
bomb.
It yet.
Com.
So, yeah.
All right,
sauna for your coochie. All right. Now.
Supposed to be really
all
good
right.
For
yes.
Come on, sauna.
Yes. Oh, we'll see. One of my friends was working at a it's a juice bar, and they were trying to expand the bar to be just full of health
okay.
things that you can do, like even working out and doing yoga, like a yoga room, all that stuff, like separate areas, and they brought that in, and that's how I knew about it. That's how I learned about it, because I don't know.
She's like, I don't know.
But, yeah.
All right. Okay. Refresh it, ladies. Steam it. Okay. So you get a little bit of little beauty, a little health with, you know, all that going on in the What's New in Beauty for You section. So, all right now. Okay.
Hey, we got to do what we got to do, honey.
Exactly. We are educating. Right.
And, you know, it's not even that expensive to do.
Really?
It's not that expensive. I think when they first started, they were doing it for, like, $25, and then it might have gone up to, like, $50. It doesn't
That's
cost
not
that
bad.
Much.
So gather your coins, girls, ladies. Get your coins
right,
together.
I can picture the commercial. Like, refresh
Yeah, so ladies, get your coins together and things, honey. Get them dead presidents out and, do what they do.
Okay, I'm going to stop. Sorry.
It's like that, sure. Are you sure? Yeah.
Right. And if you're not, refresh it. Okay, I'm done. So.
That's our commercial right there. Refresh it.
Right. Oh, gosh. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and get into another break here really quickly. And then when we come back, we'll go ahead and we will continue on and talk about what else is going on in the entertainment world and also talk about the red carpet from last week's 2015 Billboard Music Awards. So don't you go anywhere. We will be right back. We're going to go ahead and get into this track by Lucci. Right. This song is by Lucci. It is called The Calling.
You know I can get away.
Let's see if I still know how to do this. A lot of shit to get off my chest.
Every day I feel this.
Same name, different game, my nigga. What's the outcome of being the mix between King and Malcolm? The youth in my city asking me how come. They don't recognize you till you make a mistake. Say the South ain't lyrical, I beg to debate. Made a meal out of spam, continue praying for steak. But when you come from the bottom, just happy getting the plate. You ever wipe a tear from your mama eyes? Too young to realize that the bill she was told is still late. No Mr. Clark here, and all she had was me around to lean on. Just to see a smile, I give anything to be on. Teachers told me dream on, you wasting your time. Never saw what I pictured, as if I paint for the blind. I can't explain what I felt in my veins, the game calling me. Saying this exactly what my calling be. It's bigger than living life, just like the ballers beat. Tell the youth to be king and queens like we ought to be. Late night ponders how I got in this position. When my life was out of shape, I needed more than a physician. Appreciate them G's that kept a nigga out the kitchen. Told me I was meant for greater, swear they saw it when I didn't. Forever in debt to the streets for not making me a statistic. Chains kept calling my name, I finally listened. I'm just an extension of trade, don't be typical. Can't make it to the top with your mindset elliptical. I'm gone. We can get out of here, you feel me? Poverty ain't nothing but a state of mind. And to make it out, you need a state of grind, you feel me? Ain't nobody gonna give you shit in this world. You gotta get up and go get it. Soon, go get it, my nigga. Holy thing, I'm afraid to do is fail. My niggas getting biz without the slightest hope for bail. I can smell all the hate that's in the air. Young niggas living life without a care. But how could you blame them when no one there? Might as well be ghosts, ain't no hope for the hood. We either about that life or we misunderstood. Zimmermans of the world make it hard to do good. Black with a backpack, they say you making a jug. I'm the brain pot spark to shed light where it's dark. Make my people aware it's a start. It's bigger than the hoes I be fucking with. Cash I be shuffling the weed. Smoke I'm muffled in distraction when they loving it. I'm only speaking up for the things I've seen and been through. Club shows and venues, realize I've been you. Whipping this old school, daydreaming what I've been through. Pop told me stand firm, never let them bend you. This game ain't a game, got a son I gotta tend to. Cutting niggas off, close friends and some kin too. Don't take it personal, I'm trying to keep progressing, nigga. Selling myself short, out the question, nigga. Sue me, cause I'ma continue to do me. Got sluggers still in my spirit, I blossom into a Lucci. Ain't it beautiful? Hood nigga, far from the usual. Shots in my city was my cue to go. Get it? I mean, really, niggas was shooting shots in my city. I figured it's time to pack my shit and go, you dig? Try something different. And you know, just like on the line, nigga, when that gunshot go off, it's time to get to that finish line. But y'all don't feel me, though. Y'all don't feel me, though. Yeah, closing remarks, I'm dope as Kendrick Lamar. Dismantling all these labels, the solo acts and the squads. Boy, your iPod is just a dry pod if you ain't got no Lucci on the playlist. Make them shut up when you play this. I'm ill, how ill? Ill enough to make ASIC. Time to go back to the basics. Make sure you don't forget it when they mention what my name is. Lucci motherfucker, aka the South Savior. Nigga.
All right, guys, that was Lucci with The Calling. If you are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royal C, and I got the two hottest co-hosts on the line with me, Jahaira and
Hello.
Sir Charles.
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah.
And we are back. If you guys do want to call in with any questions or comments, if you went to go see Chocolate City this weekend, if you have anything you want to add to our beauty segment that we just had, call us up, 646-595-4038 if you just want to say hi, if you just want to comment on the music you just heard, call us up, you guys. Also, you can hit us up in the chat room as well. We are about to get into our red carpet review really quickly, and we just lost our Charles. He should be back here in just a moment. But I did want to bring up something as well before we get into the red carpet review. So did you happen to see earlier this week that the video for Nicki Minaj and Beyonce Feeling Myself was kind of leaked onto the internet this week? It was released to, I think the site is Tidal.com, and then somehow it got leaked onto the internet, so everyone was posting it up. So they ended up deleting the video, but I did happen to catch a glimpse of the video. So did you happen to see that, Jahaira?
I did. I definitely did. Love it.
I loved it, too. So I'm already a huge Beyonce fan, but I really did love the video. And I love that song anyway. So I was, like, super excited when I saw the video. So earlier this weekend, I was on Facebook, and there was this video posted by this guy named Prince Solomon. And Prince Solomon basically was going in on Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, and the video was titled Beyonce Shit, and then it was like, and a nation of whores. It was really crazy, and he was just saying how like Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and Rihanna are basically glorifying being and he basically just called them whores, and I was just like, really? And he was saying how, you know, their videos and how they portray themselves is affecting young and older women. And so I was just like, you know, because I've seen other videos where people come out with things like that, and, you know, they're bashing these ladies for being entertainers, and that's crazy to me. And for him to say, well, it's affecting older women. Well, I feel like older women have a mind of their own. So, you know, they're not technically influencing them. If that's what these women want to do, that's what these women want to do. But I thought that was interesting. And I am going to post that video out on Twitter as well. Yeah, it was like kind of deep. I was like, really? You're just going to go in on Beyonce and Nicki and Rihanna like that? So, yeah.
Did y'all hear about that other one? The one with Kanye?
No.
The one where, like, it's like, I forgot the name of it, but it's kind of like a, it's called Anonymous.
No, I didn't hear that.
And basically, yeah, you got to look that up because it's a deep video going in on Kanye about, it's like a group of people that come together basically and protest against him and how he, you know, talks about everything, how he praised Jesus, but it's like everything, it's like he does this, but that, but then he does this. And then it's like, if you're really for the people, be for the people. But don't sit here and have your wife naked, posing naked and all that. And then you've got a little daughter that you're bringing up. And it's just talking about everything, like him, his music, where he's become and the person that he used to be. Will his mom accept him today doing all the things that he's doing as opposed to, you know, the man that he used to be prior before? So it's just like, I guess these people ain't shutting up no more. Everybody's coming back. Everybody is speaking up.
Wow.
And it's called Anonymous. It's out there. It was all on Facebook. That's how I saw it. But it's on YouTube.
Wow.
So we'll look this up and we'll make sure we post it for those of you that did not get the chance to see this video. We'll look it up and we're going to post it on the site too so you can take a look at that, because it's getting crazy.
It is. People are really vocal. It's crazy because when you become an entertainer, obviously everything that you do is under scrutiny, you know, but it's just like, wow, you know. And I'm not a person that you know, I don't judge people. You do what you do. If you can live with it and you're happy with it, then hey, by all means, do you. But people are really vocal about these things that some of these celebrities are doing and how they carry themselves, and it gets crazy. These fans or non-fans or whatever they are passionate about their beliefs, and you know, when they think you're not doing right as a celebrity, they are like, let me tell you what we think because it's not right. So that is interesting. So we are still waiting for Sir Charles to come back. I don't know what happened to him. But
what
we
happened?
Will go.
He left us? I didn't know he left us.
Yeah.
Don't run away from us. Don't leave. Come back.
Right, come back. Come back, Sir Charles. Come back. Oh, man. So I guess he's going to come back here shortly. I'll be watching for him on the boards.
Yay.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Billboard Music Awards. So I actually...
Oh, Lord. You won, by the way. You won, Miss Taylor Swift. Miss Taylor over there won.
That's so funny. When I finally like watched the awards, I was like, man, I should have bet some money. But yeah, I did watch the Billboard Music Awards, and I ended up watching it late, obviously. I thought it was pretty cool, and I thought the Taylor Swift's video, I thought it was cute. I did when the show opened up with her video. I thought it was really, really cute.
Yeah, the video was pretty cool. It was interesting.
It was.
It's definitely. But here's the only thing that I think about that is, it's like, you know, because I don't know if you've heard, but the country music world has been lashing and saying she's not a country singer anymore. You know, she's crossed over, so she's doing
right.
That pop. And that's what
right.
I got from that video, too. It's like, and even just this whole album, her songs aren't really country music. But I must say, I was so happy to see Faith on there. I love her.
Yes, yes. I
listen to country music.
Yep. I listen to a little bit of everything. You know, doesn't everyone, I'm not going to say everyone, but most artists, you know, they start out sometimes in one genre and then they cross over sometimes. I feel like, you know, as an artist, you just got to keep evolving. And I'm happy for Taylor. Do you, Taylor, whatever it is that you, you know, want to do and, you know, but... I guess her country fans are like, no, you don't. You country for life. So, I don't know. So we've got Sir Charles back with us.
Yeah, sorry. My phone went out on you. I love Taylor. I'm a big Taylor fan. I am a Taylor fanatic. I love
her. Yes! We were just talking about, did you get to see, like, the opening of the Billboard Music Awards, like, premiere of her video? Yes. So I liked it. She did. She really, really did. And I thought it was cute, you know, that her and her little crew from the video, you know, they were together at the Billboard
mm-hmm.
Music Awards. Which brings me to the first, the first on my list, for the red carpet review. I couldn't pass this one up because when I saw the photo up close, I was like, okay, really? So let's talk about the red carpet, guys. Now, I think the Zendaya is super cute. I do. I think she's absolutely adorable. But when I checked out the fit on the red carpet that she was wearing, I was really disappointed. She looks like a sea urchin.
No,
did you see it?
What did you say that when you checked out the what?
The outfit on the red carpet.
Is that what you said the first time?
I did, I promise. I did not say anything else to Hira.
So you thought she looked like a who?
A sea urchin.
A who?
A sea urchin. Did you see it? It's like, okay, I have an issue with different prints in one outfit anyway. Uh-huh. But sometimes you can pull it off, right? So she's got, like, zebra lines and cheetah prints and extra swirls. And then she's got these peach little frilly things, like, on the little pants and on the, it's like, you know, a pantsuit. And then she's got the little brassiere kind of top on. And it was just awful. It was really, really awful. So then, you know, she's standing next to Taylor Swift and the rest of the girls from the crew from the video. And, you know, everybody looks pretty normal. But this outfit is just killing me. Like, I feel like she's going to, like, swim away or something. Like, I don't know. But it's,
oh, no.
It's really
swim
bad.
Away.
Wow. That's
it's
really
swim away.
Swim away.
She was like a
mermaid. Like, yes, like, I don't know what was going on. And this, at the top of the pants, it's like these little star thingies. Like, she's got little starfish attached to her. So she looks like a sea urchin. I'm just, it's
okay.
A fashion fail. Okay.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All I have
fail.
To say
okay.
It's not fashion fierce.
You are.
Oh, not at all.
Dress. As of right now. But is she like the worst dress, or is she just one of them?
She's probably the worst of the night, but that does not mean that there aren't any other bad ones out there. So
just saying.
We will keep moving along on that one. So did you guys see anyone on the red carpet that you thought just looked absolutely awful?
Oh, awful?
Well, bad. We'll say bad. I couldn't find it in between. I could not find it in between on the red carpet. You were either awful or you were great. So,
question. Do you have a tornado near you right now?
No, that is not me. That is not me, you guys.
Off the topic, sorry, guys. I was just wondering if there was a tornado.
Right, I hear like water, wind, and rain.
Ooh.
Okay.
Maybe that's that P. Diddy 3 a.m. fragrance video.
Oh, snap.
Coming through.
It's a
right.
So, I can't think of a worst or a bad. The only thing that popped in my head is how fabulous Jennifer Lopez was looking.
She was. She is actually on
She's always a doll.
Fierce.
Yes. I want to be 40 plus years old looking like her one day. Like, I just.
Okay. Ooh. Yes.
And she had twins? Wow.
I know.
Gorgeous.
She just gets more and more gorgeous. Like, the older she gets, she looks absolutely fabulous. She is definitely fashion fierce. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. So let's talk about some more people. So, okay, so next up. Okay, so we've got Iggy Azalea and Britney Spears. Now, did Iggy Azalea get plastic surgery done?
I think she did.
That is awful.
I think, have to say that their show is like, are they done yet?
Right. It was drab. And I'm a fan of Britney's, but I was like, Britney, come on now. Like, I don't know.
I was actually like, proud of her for coming back, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Because, you know, after all that she had gone through, I'm just like, she's pretty much back, like, as far as her figure goes. Her moves, you know, like, she's almost there, but because I know she
yeah.
could be so much better. But
right.
she's, I'm just happy to see that she's hanging on to Britney, bitches.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, I will say I did notice that with the performance that her dance moves were not, you know, they were almost there, but I was expecting too much, but I was expecting a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, so I will say I was proud of Britney, too. She did not do bad, so I'm going to say that. She did not do a bad job, but I was just, you know, hoping for a little bit more from the performance.
Oh, yeah.
Sir Charles, what about you? Did you get to see the performance? Did we lose him again?
Did the tornado take him away?
Wait, he's back. Wait a minute, we got him.
I'm here. I've been here. I've been waiting in the queue.
Like, what? Sorry, Sir Charles. I was like, where did he go? I didn't know.
Y'all was just... Yeah, no, that was my Bluetooth at that time because I'm on my Bluetooth and I'm trying to do too much.
They over there playing with the buttons and phones.
Right, I was like the tornado that came and got Sir Charles.
Oh, yeah, no. It didn't bypass St. Louis yet. It was still trucking.
did you get a chance to...
Yes, I did. I liked her. You know, I like what Iggy did. You know, I'm an Iggy fan. I like her. I do like her. I mean, even with, you know, the plastic surgery she done got a little bit of, I still like Iggy.
I like mm-hmm. Iggy, but I am definitely not feeling the plastic surgery. Number one, I thought that she looked fine the way that she was. Now she looks awkward to me because you
yeah.
can tell she had work done, and then her chin
right.
is extra pointy. It's like throwing me off. So mm-hmm. I'm like,
but there's a lot
chin.
Of ladies in the industry, you know,
her
that,
chin.
That for some reason they want to get that surgery, you know, and you can tell like their nose, their cheeks, and their chin. To me, it gives it away.
And it's usually their nose or their
right.
lip or their cheek.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
crazy. I don't know. But
yeah.
you're messing with
your girl,
face.
Jahaira, Mrs. Fox, you know, I've always been a fan of hers. But she's gotten some work done, I noticed, over the last few
I
years. But I still
her.
Like her.
Yes.
I mean, she's still beautiful.
Yeah.
I love her.
She
I'm
is.
Fan, I
don't think that she needed anything done.
Yeah,
already.
But I don't know what it is about, you know, the industry that make people, you know, want to get involved with the plastic surgery and all that, you know?
Yeah. Like Jada
yeah.
Pinkett, she's beautiful. She's always been gorgeous. But mm-hmm. I know you could tell she's getting them lifts, like her face. And she needs to stop.
She does, and it's just like, I mean, and I get it, like, I guess sometimes you want to enhance this or enhance that, but sometimes I feel like sometimes these celebrities, they just do too much. It's like, they don't just like, okay, stop, they want to keep getting stuff done, like, the whole lip injections, and like you said, the nose jobs, and, you know, just, it's a mess. Like,
yeah.
I get that. Well, I personally don't. I don't believe in inflicting any intentional pain on myself. So, you know,
exactly.
I would. Right. Like, I think my nose is huge. And I've said this before. I think my nose is huge, but I'm not about to go get it done. I'm going to get me some contouring powder. and I'm going to contour that nose, and it's going to look slim when you see me, but I am not going under the knife to get a smaller nose. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Not worth it. Because, I mean, no. Now you're putting yourself under somebody else's care who can possibly, potentially damage you, and then how are you supposed to fix that?
Right.
Exactly.
Now you got to do all this other extra stuff that you need to be done at first.
That is crazy. But let's talk about them on the red carpet, because I do like Iggy and I do like Britney. But first of all, I have to say this. I hated Iggy's outfit on the red carpet. It looked like she got it on sale at JCPenney's. And we know nobody shops there anymore. And so I totally hated the outfit. And then she had, and it was like a sky blue. And then she had on these, which I'm all about, the whole, you know, contrasting colors and things like that. But she had on these, like, they look satin to me. I could be completely wrong about the material. Maybe they were Shantung. I don't know. But they're, like, a fuchsia color. And I'm assuming that's to match the ends of her hair. But I thought it was horrible. Yeah, I don't even know how she could have made this outfit look better. So I thought that it was absolutely awful. And for Britney Spears, I thought that Britney looked beautiful from the top of her head to her shoulders. Everything else was absolutely awful. I can tell that this dress that she had on was not steam pressed. And I could tell it did nothing for her figure. And as you said, Jahira, her body is pretty much almost completely back, so I think that this dress did nothing for her. It was awful. I'm sorry. Iggy and Britney are on my fashion fail list.
That's a horrible like list that. You should be on. You should never want to be on that list.
But. So, oh my gosh. Sorry, you guys.
Baby,
I'm just saying.
Ms. Royalty has spoken.
Mm. It was awful. So I'm going to move along. We're going to move along, you guys. So, What did you guys think about Mariah Carey's performance?
So, Mariah Carey,
go
I
ahead,
did
Jahira.
Hear about that song on the radio initially. I did All hear about
right.
that song, which I thought was interesting, the second one that she did. She did two songs, yeah. I'm a Mariah fan. So I
Me
love
too.
Her music. The only thing that I don't like is when Mariah lip syncs, like when she doesn't perform live. I don't like it because I'm like, why? Now, Mariah, she's not an entertainer like that, you know. So when she
right.
performs, you always find her doing the same thing, moving her hand on one post, standing there throughout the entire song. But
right.
I like the song. I'm feeling it. It's a typical Mariah to me.
Exactly.
You're
talking about the
I
Infinity?
Like the song, too. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. It's cute. Yeah, it's what you would expect. I mean, you kind of know what her stuff going to be. Now, she may flip it and put a remix and get a rapper on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She always loved to add a little
right.
hip-hop something to it. But
that's true.
Yeah, it's typical Mariah.
Me and Mariah.
I agree. I'm a huge Mariah fan, too. So, and I agree with you on the performance as well, Jahira. I thought she looked beautiful standing up there. I like the
yeah.
dress on her. I thought she looked really gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I, however, did not like the dress on the red carpet, you guys. So.
Was that a fashion
fail? Put me in this list. Look me in this list. So her dress that she performed in actually was way better than the dress that she was rocking on the red carpet. She looked cute. I'm not going to say she looked bad. She definitely was not as bad as the other two or other three people that I mentioned on the fashion fail list. So I would definitely say that. I just don't think that this particular dress did anything for her figure either. So I give her kudos and props, Mariah, for trying to keep it sexy. Get it, Mimi. But I just don't like the way the dress accentuated the curves. And Mariah doesn't technically have curves, like, you know, the right curves. No disrespect, Mariah. But I'm just saying this dress wasn't doing it. It was kind of like a high low. I'm calling it the high low, but it was, you know, had a lot of cleavage showing, which I'm not mad at that at all. But then it had like these sheer cutouts on the side and it gathered in the waist and then it was long in the back and it was like a mini skirt in the front. And it was a lot going on. And I don't know. I just was not feeling the dress. But Mariah, on the upside, your hair was fierce and your makeup was gorgeous and you're rocking massive bling. So, hey, there's an upside to this fashion faux pas, but you are on my fashion fail list. All right. Good job. What? She was fierce in the makeup department. She was fierce in the makeup department, and her hair is nice and beautiful, and you know. But that, I mean, fire your stylist, Mariah. I'm just saying, fire your stylist. Next.
And that is it. Drop the mic.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you.
We have so much energy.
I can't believe you guys didn't have anyone for the fashion fail list. Oh my gosh, there's so many people.
We leave that for you.
I thought she was going to talk about 50 Cent.
I am getting to him. He is coming up. Yes, he is. He is coming up. We've already talked about how fabulously fierce Jennifer Lopez was. We are going to talk about 50 Cent here because him and that little ombre suit was not getting it for me. I don't understand. So 50 definitely made the fashion fail list. It was that suit. His kicks were fresh to death. Kudos, 50. His kicks were fresh to death. He was clean cut. You got to respect a man that's clean shaven, nice haircut, 50. And, you know, are those black jeans that he was wearing? Whatever. I don't know about
those
this.
Those are Google boys. No, I'm stop.
I don't know about the ombre suit jacket, you know? I don't know.
Why not?
It's like, he looks like Men in Black meets David Bowie or something. I'm not really,
whoa.
I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
What did you think?
Men in Black meets
yes. Whoa. Like, this is something you would expect David Bowie in, you know, with the spiky blonde hair and stuff, you know, but it's like, you know, this is a new division of Men in Black, David Bowie style. Yeah. So, did anybody else have any comments about 50's look for the Billboard Music Awards?
50. No, 50's going to be 50, so.
That's true.
I don't know.
I think he was going for like the 50 Shades of Grey 50 or something, you know?
Thinking outside of the box.
Right, okay.
He's trying to come up with some new, like, Kanye.
Right. But it is not, well, I'm going to say it's not as bad as Nick Jonas. And actually, Nick Jonas did not look that bad, but he had on a lot of like the eggplant color. I wasn't feeling that on him. And was that like a shark skin suit he had on? Did anybody see Nick Jonas?
I think it was.
I think he was wearing like all.
I don't remember what.
Eggplant shark skin. That is not cute for the summertime. But Nick Jonas is a handsome guy, so he can get past it. He will not be offended for being on the fail list. I'm pretty sure all the girls loved him anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
There you have it. There you have it. So I really didn't have any other super bad people on the fashion fail list, you guys. I thought Chris Brown and his daughter, she is so absolutely adorable. I thought she looked so cute.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that one. I didn't see them.
She is absolutely adorable. I was like, oh, my gosh. So he was on the red carpet with his little princess. That was too cute.
Sweet.
So... Chrissy Teigen, I actually, you saw, I think you saw her pantsuit. I actually thought she looked gorgeous. I did. I thought that Chrissy Teigen looked absolutely gorgeous, and her makeup, hair was beautiful, and she was showing the right amount of cleavage, and I thought her and John Legend together actually looked really, really nice.
I remember her, yeah. And she did a good job on stage, too.
She did. Yes, she did.
Yeah. Her and Luda. I thought it was dope, that whole scene when they did the Tyrese and Ludacris were on the stage and they gave the pass up to Paul Walker.
That was awesome.
With the music. That was hot. Oh, and Wiz Khalifa was performing. That's what it was. Wiz Khalifa and the guy Sean, I think that's his name. I can't remember his name, but the singer, you know, they did that song that everybody's loving. That song is so nice. But
yep.
I guess it's the Fast and Furious song.
Yeah.
That was awesome, awesome. I agree. So what did you guys think about, did you check out the, I know they did the young lady, Tori Kelly, she performed, you know, I guess it was the one to watch. Was it Kia? Kia presents the one to watch artist, and Tori Kelly performed her song. Did you guys check that out?
No, I didn't.
How did you guys
miss that one?
Well, fill us in.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I thought she did a really good job. I was actually proud to see her up there for the one to watch. I actually saw Tori Kelly about two and a half years ago on YouTube, and she really does have an amazing voice. So, you know, a great moment to see that, you know, they finally are taking some notice to her because she's super cool, super great songwriter as well. So shout out to Tori Kelly. And I can't, the young lady, remember we last week she was performing live on the stage around the red carpet, and you were asking about her, Jahaira. You said she did really good and she was a cute young lady.
Yes.
And her name is Natalie LaRose, and she actually is on my Fashion Fierce list for the red carpet, because she actually looked super gorgeous on the red carpet. She had on this beautiful beaded dress, and it was gorgeous, and it's kind of see-through, and she just looked really, really beautiful. Her hair was on point. Makeup was on point. Shoes were hot. So she definitely made the Fashion Fierce list. And, yes, her name is Natalie LaRose.
Nice. Yeah, she did that.
Get it, Natalie.
She did that.
cool. Did that.
She performed that. She rocked that stage. She did her thing, and she looked pretty.
Awesome, awesome. You guys know Luda is on the Fashion Fierce list. I thought he looked so dapper. Not like an old school word, dapper. But he did. He looked so dapper to me on the red carpet. So shout out to Luda because I thought he looked very nice, very refined.
Yeah, Luda.
Yeah, he did.
Luda was definitely suited and booted.
Yes, he was. And someone else who made my Fashion Fierce list because I thought she looked fierce was Kylie Jenner. Did you guys happen to see her?
I thought she looked okay.
Is she not on someone's Fashion Fierce list?
No, she looked good. I'm just so tired of, like,
Kylie.
I don't understand. No, not Kylie. Just the whole Kardashian situation. It's like, now, first, wasn't it like last year or the year before, it was like Khloe was getting into being a host, and it didn't work out for her. So now they're bringing in another person.
Yeah.
It's not both of the little ones.
Right.
I mean, more power to them, you know, like, keep get your money, you know, but for me, it's just like, I just don't know what the talent is. I'm trying to still figure it out.
I am too, Jaira. That's the thing. Like, they do have a look, but it's like, to me, like, Kim Kardashian, and no shade to Kim, do your thing, but I feel like Kim is overrated. Like, they're beautiful girls. They are. I just don't think there's anything extraordinary about them, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So
I agree too. You
know. So I don't know. Mm. I will say I did catch a portion of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians the last Sunday at the Well, and it was the conversation between Bruce Jenner and Kim Kardashian, and she was just sitting there talking to him because, and this was I guess the week before the interview that he did. So they were talking about everything, and he was just explaining how he wanted to come clean. In the midst of the conversation, though, he proceeds to show Kim his perfectly manicured feet, and his toes were on fleek. I had to say that. His toes were on fleek. Like, they were like, and even Kim said she, like, I am surprised how them their feet look. They look really professionally done. And he let her know that he did them himself. And I have to say, seriously, his feet looked good. I have seen women's feet that does not look as good as Bruce. So shout out to Bruce and his toes. They were absolutely fabulous. So, yeah.
Nice.
I had to share that we're talking about the Kardashians.
Wow.
But
wow.
I just happened to come in on that part of the show, and they were talking, and I'm watching, and he was, like, proud. He was like, I did them myself. I'm like, work, Bruce? Okay. Get your
wow.
feet together. Your life. All right. So, back to Kylie, though.
Well, I'll say.
Yeah.
It seems like we always talk. We always end up talking about poor little old Bruce.
Poor Bruce. It was actually a good episode. It was really interesting. I felt so bad for Chris. She just, like, I swear she just cried the whole episode. I felt so bad for her. But not to take away from Kylie on this red carpet, I thought she looked hot in this black and gold, like, mini dress that she had on. She was rocking some hot shoes, too. Obviously, she's got the signature Kardashian look, but she looked really fierce on the carpet. Makeup was on point. Highlight and contour on point. She looked really, really gorgeous. So she definitely was on the Fashion Fierce list.
Oh, girl.
All right.
Kylie. Okay, so I think for the most part that was like pretty much it on my Fashion Fierce list. There were a couple of other people that I thought looked really good, like the guys from Empire, Jussie Smollett, Yaz, and I should draw in a blank here. Estelle. They looked really good on the red carpet. Estelle was giving us sexy in her little see-through black ensemble, and the girls were out, and she was serving it. So I thought that they looked really good. Were there any other highlights for you guys from the Billboard Awards red carpet?
The only other Kardashian we didn't talk about was Kanye West. Was it
Kanye?
Or can anybody see his performance when it first started?
I couldn't see it. I'm looking at the screen like, what is going on right now? I couldn't hear it either because it was bleeped out so much. It was like, bleep, bleep, bleep. I was like, like, what are you saying, Kanye?
I'm like, first, you couldn't hear anything. Like, you couldn't understand what he was saying. You couldn't really see him because all you saw was the fog, the fire, and the light.
Right.
So it's like, okay, what's going on? So, I mean, no lie, we all know, like, we love that song. But it's like, I think he could have done a better job with his performance. His opening and coming in part could have been way better. Like,
I agree. I was thinking that too. I kept saying to myself, okay, can we just play the words, you guys, because the bleeping is killing me. I'm like, I don't know what he's saying. So, yeah, I think he could have done it better, too. I just kept seeing the silhouette in the midst of the smoke. I'm like, is that him? So.
Right. I was like, what's going on right now?
But I did think that Nicki Minaj's performance was really good.
Yes. She was awesome. I liked her.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was so happy to see her. Right after the whole Diddy and Britney show, because it was like, oh man, she turned it up. She turned that up.
Yeah, she did.
Like,
she turned. She showed up and showed out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And
so
she looked really pretty too.
Yeah. Yep, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I never thought, like, I'm not like a big Nicki fan, but did her thing. I gotta give her props on that one.
Right.
Shout out Nicki.
All right.
So, that's it for me. Everybody did awesome. For the most part, you know, the guys from Empire, when they performed, they did their thing.
Yes, they did.
I thought him performing with What's Her Face was dope too, with SL when she was out there.
I do too.
That
I
was
do
hot.
Too.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, it is the hot 100. So or the 200s all over the nation.
Right.
So. But it was a good overall. It was pretty cool. The host did their thing. The it wasn't like as far as like the dresses. So and all of that,
we
should have done the whole Met Gala thing.
We sure should have.
That was
yes. I agree. Oh my gosh, that is so true. We're gonna have to. We need to commentate at one of these events. I would love for us to do that. Like actually go and do some commentating on these red carpet shows, but you are absolutely right. The Met Gala, there were some gorgeous gorgeous dresses and some really unique dresses as well. Because the theme was like, was it like an Asian theme that they were going for for this year? So, yeah, they had some super hot dresses on the red carpet.
Well, we're going to definitely do that more often now, especially it's awards season. So,
yes,
we'll be on top of that more now. Because next up is what, the BET?
BET Awards.
The BET Awards.
Yeah.
So
yep.
That's going to be, we got to get the lineup for that. I know that's going to be insane.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Well, stay tuned with us because we're going to keep you in the know.
Yes, indeed. Make sure that you keep it in locked every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dial House Radio. Make sure that you also follow us on Twitter at Beauty, the letter N, Beats, DHR. Make sure that you follow me at AMR Artistry, and I'll let Jahira and Sir Charles give out their Twitter handle. I'll let you go ahead and go first, Jahira. All
right. My Twitter is I am Jahira, and that's J-A-H-A-I-R-A, and that's I-A-M. And it's the same for Instagram. The only difference is it's IM_Jahira. And that's how you can find me. Yeah.
And mine is Makeup by Sir, and that is my screen name on Instagram as well. Okay.
All right, you guys. So we have come to the end of the show, the end of the road. And so we will see you guys. Yes! We will see you guys next weekend right here, same station, same time. So make sure that you tune in. If you know someone that did not get a chance to listen to this show and you want to make sure that they hear it, the link will be posted out on Twitter and Facebook so that you guys can check it out on demand. So on that note, we are out and we will see you guys next weekend, next Sunday.
Yeah. We'll be back live with some great news for you.
Yes.
Thank y'all for being tuned with us one more night. Until
thank
next
you guys.
Time.
Have a good one.
Right,
peace.
Bye.